Report from ABC News, the South Carolina primary. I'm Chuck Sievertson. ABC News projects Donald Trump wins the South Carolina Republican primary. With over 80% of the expected vote reporting, Mr. Trump leads with 60%, Nikki Haley with 39%. ABC's Mike Dubusky.
Haley's campaign called for mental competency tests. 71% of South Carolina's GOP voters saying Trump has the physical and mental health needed to serve effectively as president. For Haley, that number was 59%, according to preliminary ABC News polling.
In a statement sent through his campaign tonight, President Biden says Mr. Trump lost millions of good-paying jobs and called the former president's comments last night shameful and racist. At the Black Conservative Federation Gala in Columbia, South Carolina, Mr. Trump said many blacks viewed him as being discriminated against because of the indictments and judgments against him. This is ABC News. Update on the second anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. ABC's James Longman in Kyiv.
Oleksandra Ustinova is on the team of lawmakers negotiating military aid with Congress, where the $60 billion aid package is currently stalled.
We're losing the war.
The pressure is on Congress to act. The U.S. Senate and Majority Leader Chuck Schumer leading a delegation here. He's calling on Republicans in the House to approve aid to Ukraine.
Most Republicans know how important it is to do it now.
Meanwhile, President Biden's massive package of sanctions on Russia unlikely to restrain Putin, whose war economy is now being fueled in part by munition production.
Doctors across the state of Florida are now on high alert for measles after an outbreak has been linked to Manatee Bay Elementary School in Broward County. They believe this outbreak has likely been caused by a recent decrease in vaccinations. Experts believe the vaccination rate has also declined because since the COVID-19 pandemic, people have gotten out of the routine of going to the doctor.
ABC's Larissa Scott on measles. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio. Last Crack. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
These diamonds are-
Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music with Last Crack, an essential Last Crack, a double dip of Last Crack every Saturday at 11 o'clock here on Max Inc. Radio. That was Siren's song, Energy Mind, before that. What is your essential Last Crack? I sure would like to know. You can send me an email, jimmyk@civicmedia.us, or if you prefer, you can text me, 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. You can also text us directly from the Civic Media app. If you don't have the app on your phone, what are you waiting for? Get it right now at your favorite app store or at maxincradio.com. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. Heavy, another hour of original hard rock, punk, and metal from the state of Wisconsin. We're here until midnight tonight. You know, last hour I was telling you about TazBash 3.0. That's happening at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. A lot of great bands. It's going to be a full day of hard rock punk at the Red Rooster. It's going to be great. Hope to see you there. Saturday, May the 4th. Here's a couple bands playing TazBash. We're going to do some Fiberweed and Electromag in just a couple of minutes. You know this band. Rockers, the drummer, of course. It's Ironplow. Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
Rain comes here. Coming just for Tired of hearing the same top 40 songs over and over and over and try some local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Maxine Covey on Civic Media. We are local music with Electromag and Gazer. Before that, we heard some Fiberweed Lid and Ironplow checked in with We Fly Divine. Of course, all three of those bands part of Tazbash 3.0. Happened at the Red Rooster on Saturday, May the 4th. This is going to be a good time. Plus, it's all for a good cause. Music Makes a Difference is the charitable cause for that. Look them up online at Music Makes a Difference Madison.com. I'm Jimmy Kay. It is Maxine Covey on the way. We have music from Mickey Magnum, Jazzcore Friction, and Ray. It's Maxine Covey.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
This St. Paddy's Day, if you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high-quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship.tv. Are you looking to kick up your nighttime entertainment? Good times await you at the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Test your knowledge with Monday trivia. Let your inner rock star out with Thursday karaoke, plus live music, and meet all your friends at the Lazy Oaf for the big game. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
We're going out of town next month and need a cat sitter.
We use Hotel K Pet Sitting. You know, freebellyrubs.com.
Free belly rubs?
Yeah, Hotel K Pet Sitting. They're local and dependable. They feed our cats, put fresh water out, and even scoop the litter box. And they send daily messages with pictures giving us peace of mind while we're away.
For house sitting, cat sitting, and dog walks, it's Hotel K Pet Sitting. Reserve now at freebellyrubs.com. FreeBellyRubs.com.
Is it Saturday night yet? Hey folks, Jimmy K here. Join me, Rocker, and Terry Barr for Max Inc. Saturday Night. It's your weekly look at the Wisconsin music scene with a lot of fun, debut music, interviews with the artist, and live in the lair. It's Max Inc. on Saturday night across the Civic Media Radio Network, Saturday night, 6 to 10 p.m., and grab the podcast at MaxIncRadio.com. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Believe in rock and roll, and I still
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Yeah, my mama cut me up. Yeah, my mama cut me up. She had something that she wanted to say. Yeah, my mama cut me up. Cause my mama wants a cut. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. She been using the father of her look. Yeah, my mama wants a cut. This is how my mama looks.
The world that is When Implied on Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music. Ray, before that, with her song Trash. Jazz Core Friction in there too with My Own Enemy, and I Still Believe in Rock and Roll. That was Mickey Magnum. I'm Jimmy K, getting out of here for the evening. Thank you for listening to Max Inc. Heavy tonight. Make sure you tune in again to next week for a brand new installment of Max Inc. Heavy, and of course, it replays on Sundays at the same time. I want to say thanks once again to our guest tonight, Michelle Braun, for coming in. Super excited for her to become your host for Max Inc. Heavy that's coming up in April. Music on the way still tonight from Rictus Grin. Shout out to Dez and Larry for putting together May Bash out in Rio every Memorial Day weekend. Looking forward to that. Seaside's on the way right now. New music from Bon Scorpion. It's Max Inc. Heavy on Civic Media. We are local music.
welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. Cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max and Great.
Mino and the Mayor.
Hey, if I could find my grandma's recipe for grappa, maybe we could do that.
A moonshine?
Grappa.
Oh, grappa's not moonshine?
We don't like that term.
The Italians don't like the Kentucky or what?
And that's what it said on the arrest papers. That's right. You're one of the few guys I know that the grandma did time.
Weekday mornings from 6 until 8 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Civic Media's Rich LoCascio. Could you introduce me as a wrestler right now? You could call me like the Punching Bag or the Patsy or something.
From Green Bay, Wisconsin, the Punching Bag, Pete Schwabba.
Now I'd be looking across the ring at my opponent's eyes getting really wide. He got ready to wail on me.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. Former President Trump, the projected winner of South Carolina's Republican primary. It's an important victory for Trump.